Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, making you part of the solution. If you're part of the conversation, if you're getting informed, then you are part of the solution. It's all good, as they say. Right? And in the chat room, we've been talking about Roe versus Wade off and on all night. I'd like to know how many actual numbers of how many women have died in childbirth with the medical advances we have. The number has to be. It is very small, but you won't get the real number. Good luck. Because they're spewing the pro-abortion people. You know, they call themselves pro-choice. They're not. They're pro-abortion. Pro-taking a life. Pro-stopping a heartbeat. Okay? But the pro-abortion people, they've been spewing for years that actual giving birth naturally is much more dangerous than an abortion. So, you know, stopping your reproductive system, stopping what Mother Nature, what God had put in place for your body is much healthier than you actually letting your body go through the process. Don't you know that? What's wrong with you people? 855-REAL-JOE. I'm sorry. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Joey B came out and talked about how bad this decision was, how terrible it was. He can't believe that these guys would do this kind of thing. Right? But Joey B has had a multiple viewpoints on abortion over the years. And he could say or do what he wants, or he could tell you to believe what he wants you to believe. But this, you know, this is, I've told you guys in the past, the reason they want control of the internet, or as I refer to, the interweb, is because they want to be able to erase this stuff. They want to be able to get it gone. They don't want anybody to see these things that they used to stand for. So Joey B, like he did with, same-sex marriage, gay marriage, whatever you want to call it, he seems to have evolved over the years. Let's take a listen. In his own words, mind you.
Joe Biden was sworn into the Senate just 17 days before the Supreme Court issued its 1973 ruling on Roe v. Wade. In an interview with the Washingtonian, back in 1974, he said, "I don't like the Supreme Court decision on abortion. I think it went too far. I don't think that a woman has the sole right to say what should happen to her body." Here's a look at how his stance on abortion has evolved over the years. Why do you think Roe v. Wade was a good decision?
Because I think it's as close to a consensus that can exist in a society as heterogeneous as ours.
Life begins at conception. That's the church's judgment. I accept it in my personal life. But I refuse to impose it on equally devout Christians and Muslims and Jews. And I just refuse to impose that on others, unlike my friend here, the congressman. I do not believe that that we have a right to tell other people that women, they can't control their body.
It's the best way to say it. If I get elected president of the United States and the Supreme Court overrules Roe v. Wade, I'm going to send legislation to the United States Congress to pass it and codify it.
Take a look at what's happening in states like Texas. They just passed a law empowering complete strangers to become bounty hunters, going after women who exercise their right to choose. A law that the United States Supreme Court refused to stop. Now other states say they're looking to replicate the Texas law. If you don't think women's rights are under assault, you're not looking.
Concerns me a great deal that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose within the limits of the Supreme Court decision. I think the decision in Roe is correct because there's a right to privacy. There can be limitations on it, but it cannot be denied.
Don't you love it? And no, seriously, don't you love it? Because it doesn't matter what he has said in the past. They get passes. We don't. I mean, come on. Work it through. It doesn't matter whether it's gay marriage. No matter what it is, they get passes on all their past transgressions. Right? And the same thing right now when, you know, it comes to not just gay marriage, not just the abortion issue. But how many women accused Joe of sexual assault? Did they get up to 26 at one point? I don't know for sure. I'm asking you. 26. I mean, 26 women. Anybody know how many were heard? Anybody? Anyway. 855 Real Joe. 855, you got my point. 855... Real Show, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room. Missouri becomes the first state to ban abortion. You know, they were waiting with the pen to go. Talk about that in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to Joe Messina.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
It would help if I hit the button. Here I am talking away to myself. Welcome back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I do appreciate the time you spend on the air and asking me questions and making fun of me in the chat room. It's all good. It's all cool. I actually enjoy it. Hey, Missouri is the first state to ban abortion post-Roe decision. I mean, sitting there with a pen in his hand waiting to go, the This is a landmark decision. Okay, this isn't a decision against women, but it is a landmark decision. Minutes after the decision, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt issued an opinion that would trigger parts of a state house bill that outlaws almost all abortions in the state, with no exceptions for rape or incest. With this Attorney General opinion, my office has effectively ended abortion in Missouri, becoming the first state in the country to do so following the court's ruling. Now, this is one that a lot of people have a hard time with. I've never been raped. I've never had incest go down on me, if you would. And I know a lot of people go, oh, there's a... But I think what has to happen here, first off, I think, is it LifeSight? There's plenty of sites that have testimonies from people who have been born out of rape and or incest, and the wonderful lives that they lead. And I mean the wonderful lives that they lead. And the parents who said they were going to do it at first, but then decided not to for whatever reason, I have to believe that God touched their heart. And they said it was the best decision they ever made. Now, I realize that some people might be more mentally strong and be able to handle it better than others. I got that. I appreciate that. I understand that. But what you have to decide is it a life or isn't it? Was a life created in this act or was it not? And frankly and honestly, not to shame anybody, it's not the goal here. Okay, and frankly and honestly, if you believe that, if you're good with abortion in all cases except for rape and incest because it's a life, I'd have to ask you what the difference is. Why is that okay? Right? Question is, what happened in California? What happened in California now that Roe versus Wade is dead? Well, they'll make it easy for anybody. The Democrat leaders are going to make it easy for you to come here and have an abortion. They'll pay for all portions of it. Your plane ride here, your plane ride home, the days you're going to take off from work, and what it costs to have that abortion at the expense of California taxpayers. This will be the abortion haven of the universe, not even of the country, of the universe. And I love, I'm seeing these signs again with coat hangers. Can we not, you know, you talk about us being the fear mongers. Who's doing it? Who's doing it? Because abortion is not outlawed. It is in some states, but it's not outlawed as a whole. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Always appreciate the time that you spend, you know, paying attention, right? And doing something. And then I love all these Hollywoodites, all these brilliant people, right? I love it. They come out and they have a gazillion ways they're going to say this stuff. They tell you how stupid you are, what's wrong with you. You know, and on TikTok right now, when you look at what's trending, you have to laugh your buns off here, right? You got pro-abortion TikTokers. They look really, really sick. When you look at their faces, you look at their, they're sick people. And they're not just, I mean, never mind. I won't even go down that road. Back to Missouri. So if you don't like what Missouri has to offer you, if you don't like the fact that Missouri has, for all intents and purposes, canceled abortion, then what you need to do is move. Go to a state that loves everything you love. That's what it was always, about from the beginning. These are representative governments. You vote in, or the people as a whole, they vote in the people they want to govern them. They vote in the people, right, that they want to rule over them, if you would, for lack of a better term. Right? So if the voters vote in somebody that's pro-life, conservative, then that's what they want. You don't get to throw a temper tantrum and get rid of that. If you don't like what they vote in, if you aren't living with your people, then move to a community where your people are. Right? Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732. These are the arguments you're going to have with people. These are the arguments you're going to have to use to wake people up. But right now, in addition to the Show Me State, that have similar trigger laws, if you would, Arkansas, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi. You know, Louisiana is an interesting story. They have a majority Democrat legislature there. They've got some of the strongest anti-abortion laws. Can you explain that to me? They interviewed one of the legislators there. I wish I could write these names down, but I don't. They interviewed one of the legislators there earlier. And she was saying, look, just because we're Democrats doesn't mean we believe in all the stuff that mainstream, so you see in some of the mainstream. We don't. That's why we passed some of the laws we passed. So it's kind of cool. It was kind of cool to hear them say that. Almost like the Kennedy Democrats, if you would. Anyway, trigger laws. Arkansas, Idaho, Kentucky, right? Louisiana, Mississippi, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming. Their laws right now, as they stand, would put almost a total ban on abortion. Okay? Which includes rape and incest. See, what's Planned Parenthood going to do now? Seriously. Again, as I said earlier, you have to decide. You've got to decide whether rape and incest is worth killing a baby over. Not me. It's on you. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is reacting to the Supreme Court overturning the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that first recognized a constitutional right to abortion. The president assures women seeking abortions will have the support of his administration.
I will do all of my power to
protect a woman's right in states where they will face the consequences of today's decision.
Around 22,000 illegal immigrants are being turned away at the Texas-Mexico border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott didn't say when the turnback happened, but also claims it's proof Operation Lone Star is a success. He also says a multiple agency operation has resulted in over 265 illegal immigrant arrests with almost 14,000 felony charges. The Dow gained 823 points on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Back. Thomas is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-855-732-5568. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's the best way to do it. Just be part of the solution. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And you know, really making a difference. This is making me, hold on. It's making me nuts. And seriously, please get informed. So we actually have something to work with. All right, back at it again. And I do, I gotta play this crazy lady at some point if I can clean it up. All right, I want to get at it again. I want to make sure you guys understand this. We're coming up on the end of the show here. And I want to make sure you really, truly get involved. And I say it a little differently here. Right now, the Department of Homeland Security has put out warnings to churches and to these pregnancy centers. They're called crisis pregnancy centers. Nothing wrong with that. And they're looking for a night of violence. I don't know if it'll just be a night of violence. It may be a weekend of violence. Right? If I came out with that ruling, I think I would have pushed it till Monday. The Department of Homeland Security warned faith-based institutions of all kinds of the increased threat to terrorism by pro-abortion radicals. Now, these targets could include public gatherings, faith-based institutions, schools, racial, ethnic, and religious minorities, government facilities, and personnel. So when you look at this, critical infrastructure, too, as they're putting there. The media, the perceived ideological opponents, and the National Terrorism Advisory System goes on. Now, since the draft opinion was leaked, there was an uptick in some gruesome attacks on pro-life groups. You know, interesting enough, the left doesn't call them pro-life groups. Right? They're anti-choice. They're anti-women, or anti-women's rights, anti-reproductive rights. Don't you find that interesting? I firmly believe that Washington's going to turn into a complete overrun, mob rule, by the environment. After the decision is announced Friday morning, many are raising concerns that pro-abortion radicals may riot target religious meetings over the weekend. According to a Catholic news agency, the report came days after DHS allegedly directed and warned Catholic bishops that churches could be targets when Roe is announced. Now, writing for the American Conservative, Rod Dreher said that Homeland Security has officially notified the bishops there are credible threats to the safety of Catholic churches, clergy, and bishops if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. Now, violence has been called for beginning the night the decision is handed down. Warning comes after pro-life organizations have been targets of attacks from pro-abortion extremists in the wake of leaked draft opinions. President Biden called for protesters to be peaceful, peaceful, peaceful. Thank God. Not that they will be. But the mere fact that he has at least asked for it. Right? Now, I wonder if they'll arrest this person on TikTok. Actually, there's several of them. But one in particular. She says, we need to burn it all down. I mean, she used a lot of foul language, and I can't. If I cut it all out, it'll sound bad. We need to burn it down. Burn it all down. Light it on fire. Right? She calls for violence against the individual justices. Why is she not in shackles? Just like anybody else on the right that the left perceives as dangerous. Peter Navarro being one of them, right? One protest says we're going to be in the streets all day, all night. And we need to turn our tears into anger. Amazing, right? They're crying over their inability now to kill babies. And they still have it. It hasn't gone away. You can have a bunch of states that are still going to give you a right to abort your baby. You just won't be able to do it on demand anytime, anywhere. Again, I say, come to California. They'll let you do anything you want to do. I still don't understand this thing by Alyssa Milano, banning abortion will disproportionately impact people of color. Why? Again, I say. Oh, and the LGBTQ communities, where people struggle to make ends meet. God. This is devastating news for families, men and women who believe the government should not decide when and with whom they become parents. This is not the end of a fight for human rights. Well, this is great. They do decide, though. They decide who gets to adopt and who doesn't get to adopt. As you recall, we had Brad Dacus on the show, and the government was keeping people of faith from adopting children. Isn't that becoming a parent? Right? But that was okay? So if you're gay, lesbian, transgender, if you're single, if you got a nasty view of the world, if you're a flaming Nazi, then you can go ahead and adopt. But if you're a Christian parent, you cannot. The world has turned upside down. And it's our fault. Yes, I love to lay blame, as some of you know. It's our fault. We need to stop this. We need to let people know the truth and not be afraid not to. She added, everybody gets a gun, but nobody gets bodily autonomy in America. Well, that's because the Constitution says that everybody can have a gun. And yeah, you know, the funny thing about it is they want bodily autonomy. They want the right to make their own decision, but they want you to pay for it. So if they choose to have unprotected sex, if they get pregnant, decide that they don't want the baby, this is my fault, and I have to pay for it by tax dollars, right? The decision effectively ended recognition of a constitutional right to abortion and gives individual states the power to allow, limit, or ban the practice altogether. This is devastating news for families, men and women who believe the government should not decide when and with whom they become parents. This is not the end of the fight for human rights. That's according to Elizabeth Banks. You know, and again, Barbara Streisand labeled the Supreme Court the American Taliban. The court uses religious dogma to overturn... Really? Religious dogma? No. They used constitutional dogma to overturn the right to an abortion. And they didn't overturn the right to an abortion. Again. Right? And most of the foreign nations, most of the foreign countries, I think we were one of, what, five or six that allowed abortion right up to the time of labor. Most countries didn't allow abortions up to 22 weeks, but we did. I guess they don't want us to be like Europe in that area. Just what they want us to be. Ron Perlman wrote to all the women in this country to demand personal autonomy and not the same ISIS-like group of dried-up old men dictating to them. Well, Amy Coney Barrett's a dried-up old white guy. I didn't... Well, she only identifies as a woman, I guess. however, far you take this fight, I'm with you, he said, from his couch as he's tweeting. The ruling came in, court's opinion, Dobbs versus Jackson, Senate on the Mississippi law that banned abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The Republican-led state of Mississippi asked the Supreme Court to strike down a lower court's ruling that halted the 15-week abortion ban. Taylor Swift, you know, being the brain surgeon she is, she weighed right in on it, saying that she's terrified by the decision. You mean I can't have sex with whoever I want, whenever I want, how I want, and get rid of it quickly? Assuming, the abortion pills they still have. You can still get them. They still give them out. You can still buy them. It's just amazing. The lies that they have to tell to try to shore this up. And I'll say, I'm absolutely terrified this is where we are. After so many decades of people fighting for women's rights to their own bodies, today's decision has stripped us of that. No, actually it hasn't. Haley Berry. See, these are all people that you gave money to. These are all people that you supported in the movies. These were all people that you supported in their music, movies, dancing, all of that. You knew they were whacked. You knew they were 180 degrees from what you believed. And you go, yeah, but I'm going to separate their artistic ability from what they believe. Why? Why? You giving them money to give to Planned Parenthood. Why don't you just send it there directly? Think about that during the break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-55. All right, somebody just sent me this, and I can't let this go. You know me. I really can't let this go. This is great. 855-732-5563, if you want to get involved, want to get engaged. Michelle Obama put out her own, not that anybody cares, but she put out her own statement today. And it's really interesting. I'm going to read it to you. You have to go through the same pain I go through. I do it for you. You should do it for me. You know what I'm saying? She starts her letter off with, "I'm heartbroken today. I'm heartbroken for people around this country who just lost the fundamental right to make informed decisions about their own bodies." Did she write one of these for the Second Amendment, that she was heartbroken at the fact that people around the country lost their fundamental right to protect themselves in their homes, outside their homes, in their cars, in the streets? No, I don't think so. "I'm heartbroken that we may now be destined to learn the painful lessons of a time before Roe was made the law of the land." It's never made the law of the land. She is incorrect. "A time when women risk losing their lives getting illegal abortions." Yes, that's true. "A time when the government denied women control over their reproductive functions." That's not true. force them to move forward with pregnancies that they didn't want, and then abandon them once their babies were born. That's partially true. It's called adoption. You don't have to abandon them. You put them up for adoption. People are going across country. As a matter of fact, people are going outside the country. They're going over to war-torn places to adopt children. What's the problem? That is what the mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers lived through, and now here we are again. So yes, I am heartbroken for the teenage girl, full of zest and promise, who won't be able to finish school or live the life that she wants because her state controls her reproductive position. No, she can get out of state. She can get it done somewhere else. Number one. Number two, she can put it up for adoption because she'll have to take a 9-month or 10-month break. And then she'll go right back to her career, right back to her school, right back to everything about her. For the mother of a non-viable pregnancy who's now forced to bring that pregnancy to term, what does that mean? You mean like it's stillborn? That's not when it's dead in the womb, it's not an abortion. What do you mean by non-viable? Nobody ever talks about that. It might need medical care after it's born. For the parents watching their child's future evaporate before their very eyes, for the healthcare workers who can no longer help them without risking jail time, you see how this is worded? What do you mean watching their future evaporate before their eyes? They're now transplants done in the womb. How do you do a transplant? How do you do an operation on a non-human like that? We don't understand our history. Oh, I'm sorry. When we don't understand our history, we're doomed to repeat its mistakes. Wow. Does she believe that about everything or only this particular issue? In this country, our futures are tied together in a delicate tapestry that we have had a hand in making. Too often, cynicism or indifference makes us feel like we don't have a say in weaving that. But that couldn't be further from the truth. Only when it comes to guns. Oh, and conservative issues. And religion. And what the First Amendment gives us a right to practice. See, these words that they lay out there are only good for issues that they're strong on. The more we allow pessimism to push us further into helplessness, the less we are empowered to create the kind of country we want to live in. You know, you mean the kind of country you want to live in. The pseudo-socialism country that you want. The one where people like you have more power than anybody else. That's what you're really talking about. This horrifying decision will have devastating consequences. It must be a wake-up call, especially to the young people who will bear its burden. I know this is not the future you chose for your generation. Actually, there are way more young people that are pro-life than are pro-abortion. Because of science. Because of videos. Because of that big interweb. I know this is not the future you chose for your generation, but if you give up now, you'll inherit a country that does not resemble you or any values you believe in. Right, and we feel the same way. Remember, anyway you cut it, Joe didn't win by a landslide. He didn't win at all, but that's beside the point. Right? He didn't win by a landslide. Not like this was a mandate by the people. That's not it. You know, if the vote is really close and it's half and half, no matter who the presidents are, your job is to bring them together. There's no mandate there. There wasn't a license for you to do anything you want to do on either side. For those of you who are honest, have been listening to the show for a long time, I've been railing against executive orders for a long time. She goes on to say, if you're like me and you want to get started right now, I encourage you to channel your frustration and anger into action by getting involved. Organizations like Planned Parenthood and the United States of Women, among others, have resources you can look into if you want to get help and or help others. Our hearts might be broken today, but tomorrow, we've got to get up. And we've got to find courage to keep working towards. Yeah, like we did when Joey B. got elected and when her husband got elected. We were heartbroken. We got up. We went back to work. We did the right thing. We have so much, she goes on to say, we have so much left to push for, to rally for, to speak for. And I know we can do this together. Right? Planned Unparenthood, and the United States of Women and Reproductive Health at NARAL, which is the national group to support abortion, I find it all just interesting. Notice that all the terminology is used, the way they lay these letters out, the way they talk to these issues. Every single one of these are only centered around their issues, what they believe to be truth. They're not centered around anything we believe to be truth. Can we, you know, can we be honest about it? I mean, it's a true statement, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, when you listen and look, when you truly pay attention to what's going on, this stuff is all over the place. People have different mindsets on this. I don't know what it's going to take to change. Obviously, come on, people. You're not going to change anybody's mind just by throwing facts at them. There's too much emotion here. Way too much emotion here. There's two mothers. I want to see if I get this video up here. But there are two moms coming from this from two different angles that have decided that they're gonna tell you, for all intents and purposes, they're gonna tell you how this should go down. So if I can play this, don't you love this stuff? If I can play this, you're gonna be able to hear it. Let's see. Come on in. What are you waiting for? There you go. Let's see. The question was asked, how will you feel if the Supreme Court decision opposes your stance on the abortion issue? Come on, ladies. Open your mouth.
I think it's interesting because we hear it a lot. It's not just you saying this, that, you know, that men are making these decisions. And yet, you know, seven men made the decision of Roe. And so I think the way that I see it, I was astounded to realize recently that there are only three countries that have more lax abortion than we do, you know, and China being one of them, where if you have a girl, you can only have so many, you know, and to think that, like, in America, that this is what we're sort of standing on, to me is frightening. To me, that it came to this, that it became, in my mind, it never should have been made in the first place. To me, you know, like when I say, so on, you know, on sort of my side, so to speak, I have a handful of times said to people, well, all right, so what if I have a one-year-old and my marriage now is falling apart, and, you know, because of it, I've taken to drinking, and or my mental health is failing, and my husband has taken to drinking, and our finances are falling apart, and now I'm going to be homeless, I'm going to be having a divorce, and I don't even have a car because I've been relying on him, you know, type of situation. If I said, well, I'm just going to end my child's life because this is just not sustainable, and there's no way that I can do it, there's no way I can do it mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, which all those things could be valid and true, I still see it as a child. And as, to me, there would be no difference between ending the life of the one-year-old or ending the life of the 15-week-old or 20-week-old or 24-week-old.
If Roe v. Wade passes, I will be devastated. I'll be devastated for all the abortions that are going to increase, for the fact that if we're talking about racial disparities, they will only get worse. Actually, the worst racism issue in this nation is not abortion care. Actually, the worst racism issue in this country is going to be exacerbated by taking away abortion care. That is the actual truth of the matter. I don't want to see black people suffer what brown people suffer.
You know, I'm going to put this up on the website. There's only a couple, half a minute left in it. Total different viewpoints, and I get it. But life is life. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I'll watch you back here with me next week.